Okay, so today's daf is daf kuf mem beis. We're up to the fifth line from the top of the Amud. Just to remind us where we're holding, you'll recall back on kuf mem aleph Amud beis, we had the member of Rav Huna. The member of Huna was roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where Rav Huna said, if a person is, well, let's go back to the line before that. 8 lines from the top.
Okay,
kuf mem aleph Amud beis, 141b. 8 lines from the top. A person said to his wife, "Mechosai lihai d'me'ebris, you are Baruch Hashem u'beres. I want to give my nechosim to the uber in utero, inside your stomach." Omer Avuna says, "Avuna, this is not an effective conveyance. Have mezakel le'uber, but mezakel le'uber le'kana, because the uber is non-existent. Yeah, it's in utero, but it's not a human being." And so therefore, lahavdil, being mezaka l'uber, like being mezaka to this table. You, table, I want to be mezaka to you, that from now on, you're going to own this box of tissues. You're going to own this bottle of seltzer. That's narish kind. This is not a human being, but to be able to go and be zocha in a matana. Mm-hmm. So Ravuna holds that an uber, since he or she has not come out, la'aver oilam, is basically not a human being, and so therefore there is no din of king. Mizakal uber loikana, worthless, ridiculous, good. Then we want to ask the kashuv on Mishnah. Our Mishnah said very clearly that it is koina. It said in the Mishnah, yolda ishti zachar, a person knew that his wife was pregnant, and he was quite ecstatic, and he said that halavai, my wife should have a zachar. If she has a zachar, that zachar is going to go and get a mana. If my wife has an akeva, she's going to get Masai, like we learned in the Mishnah. I don't understand. Didn't you just say, Narav Huna, that those are Dvorim Betalin Umavutalin? You cannot be Mizakala Uber anything. It's impossible. And you can go and say it 100 times. If my wife gives birth to a Zohar, the Zohar should have 100, 200, akeva, whatever. It's all worthless, all meaningless. So what's shot in the Mishnah? So Narav Huna was asked this question. He says, I have no way of answering Pshat in our Mishnah. It's beyond my comprehension. I don't know what to answer. And then you remember the Gemara gave several possible answers, and each time the Gemara was docha, pushed away the answer. The most recent one that we are now focusing on is the one at the very top of Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, I have a very simple answer. Maybe what Rav Huna is talking about is that the uber who's in utero, let's just throw out an example, that the uber is now 6 months out of his or her 9 month pregnancy inside in utero. Mm-hmm. So if I'm saying that uber inside, who's now 6 months inside the stomach, I want to be zaka to him or to her, like that doesn't work because it's not a human being. You cannot go and be zaka for such a non-existent human being. But maybe when it's in our Mishnah, he's not saying that I'm going to go and give the Zohar now, or give the Nekeva now. Likishetaylet, when my wife will have a child, then I'm going to go and give to the Uber. And in that time, he or she will no longer be an Uber. At that point, they'll be a real, live human being. So l'choyer, that's a very simple teret. I mean, the Lashon of Mishnah is, you don't have to try to massage or explain. The Lashon of Mishnah is very, very simple. Says, whoever says that if my wife gives birth to a zachar yitol mana, that zachar yitol mana. When is that zachar yitol mana? When he or she is born. When the child is born and it's a zachar, he gets 100. If the child is born and it's an akeva, she gets masai. But like shetaylet. Now, when shetaylet, then that person is ba'olam. Since that person is ba'olam, then he or she can be ro'ui to be kone. Not that they have the seichel to be koneh, but you can be mezaka to them, and Acher can go and say, hereby, go and give a present to this young baby of 1 day old. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't that be an easy teretz? Zalti Gemara, the reason why Rav Huna did not say that teretz, because Rav Huna letame, again on the top of Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Huna l'shitosoy gemar Rav Huna, av l'kishatele loikana. If a person says about an uber who's in utero, I want to go and give this uber $100 when he or she is born, like on it. It doesn't work. The Omar, because we have a three-way machlekes. Yom Rav Nachman, hamazakel uber like on it. Abalikishatelei kana. That was the teretz that we wanted to give. That what our mission is talking about, lishatelei. And now, Mizakla Uber, at this point, that would be very good according to Rav Nachman. And that's why Rav Nachman, in fact, posed the question to Rav Huna. But Rav Huna doesn't hold that way. Because Rav Huna Omar, if you say, I'm giving $100 to this Uber, say that the Uber should be koina now, say that the Uber should be koina when he is born, or she is born, it's worthless. Because it's a davishli bolo oilam at the moment. It's a non-existing human being. Rav Sheish is Omar, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Kana. No, in fact, both, if you say to the Uber now, I'm being machnet to you now, and or certainly if I'm machnet to you later, when you will be born, in both cases, they are Kana. So now, our Gemara goes into what's the mocker of Rav Sheish. Mm-hmm. So, bottom line is the reason why we did not give the teretz that the Gemara suggested at the top. Let Rav Huna say that our Mishnah is talking about Lekisha Teilet, and then that no longer Uber, but now human being will be Koina. The reason is because Rav Huna doesn't hold that way. Rav Huna holds it. If you make a statement today, when the wife is still pregnant, that if and when Emiyat Hashem she's going to give birth, that child will get $100 or $200. Sorry, my friend, Rav Huna says it doesn't work. As long as the child has not been born yet, you can say it 100 times and stand on your head. So that's why he didn't give that answer in saying the pshat in our Mishnah. He said, "Ein yodea mishana." But now that we've gone through this three-way machlekes between Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes, we want to understand where's Rav Sheshes coming from. Echad zeh v'echad zeh kana. A baby in utero should be kaina. That seems so difficult to understand. So Omer Rav Sheshes menah minula. I'll bring you a raya desanya from a befeirish abraisa. What does it say in the price? Ger Shemes. We know that if Chas Hashem, a ger passes away, leaving no children, so then all of his nechosim are hefker. So there was a ger in the community who unfortunately he passed away, leaving no children. Ubizmizu Yisrael nechosav. Like Rishbam, the Choyot should say ubozizu, because the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Matis Masi, when we're talking about the Chemes Midyon, Anshi Tzava Bozizu Ishloi. Rishbam uses that term here too, Bozizu. So that would be a better term. Bozizu means that they decided to take it in a sense like booty. In other words, those people that realize we have a ger that passed away, his nechosim are hefker, so a number of people came to go and grab some of those nechosim. Subsequent to their grabbing the nechosim, Vishoma, they heard, Sheyesh Leben. Oi, we made a mistake. We thought this ger had no son. He really had a son. And therefore, we had no right. This is not Hefker. It belongs to the son. Or they heard that the wife is Muberes, that she is pregnant. Oi, what did we do? After all, if there's going to be a child over here, then we had no right to take it. It's not Hefker. So, Chayom al-Hachzir, Avada, they have to return all the property. Goes without saying. Echziro Hakoil. After all of them returned, every last penny, every last nickel, nothing left. The Yachach Shomun and subsequently they heard Shemais Benoy that Ben that they had heard about unfortunately passed away. Only Shepil Ishtay Laida Rachmon Litzlan, the wife that was pregnant, she was Nebuch Mapel, which means she had a miscarriage. No, at this point now it's confirmed that the Ger has no children. That being the case, Hechzik Bishnia Kona. Those people that want to now get in Chosim have to be Machzik a second time, or the people will be Machzik. Rishoyna, those that were Machzik the first time, Loikana. That was Dvorim Betelim. That was meaningless. Even though they did a fine full of Chazaka, doesn't work, they gave it back, and now whoever made a second Chazaka, or whoever made a first Chazaka, after the Petir or after the Neifel, they will be kind. So that's what it says in the Brisa. So now the Gemara is Medayik. If you're going to go and tell me Uber is never koina, why do they have to be machzik a second time? They already made a chazaka the first time. Meaning, the ger passed away. They were under the impression that there's no Ben, there's no Uber, there's nothing. So they were koina min hefker. Nothing wrong with that. What happens after that? They heard that the wife is Uberis, that she is pregnant. She's pregnant. So then we got to go and give all of our nechosim back, because after all, a young child is soon going to be born, and Mir Hashem, everything being well, and that will be the continuation of the ger, and all nechosim belong to him. So you got to give it back, and that's what they did. But afterwards, they heard that the Uber passed away in utero. Hepila ishtai. He never came out. That being the case, they went to go and be machzik a second time. Why do they have to be machzik a second time? Didn't you go and say that Uber leikonet? Uber doesn't have a hand. He doesn't have the power and ability to go and acquire objects or acquire any nechassim. So if he cannot acquire any nechassim, although they were right for quickly giving it back based on the presumption that there will soon be a live, viable baby, and therefore they are stealing now from the estate. But since at this point the Uber never owned anything, you said that Uber can't own. Uber can't own anything. So they didn't steal from anyone. It was nice that they gave it back. But if they wanted to, they can just buy their time and say, let's see what happens. Will there be a viable baby? We'll give it back. If it won't be viable, it'll be a nafel, then we don't have to give it back. Because after all, Uber like others. So nobody took it away from them. It was still in an estate of a ger without children, so they had every right to go and take it and hold on to it and say, well, we'll see what happens.
Because the estate frees the possessions of the ger, as it were, or is it
you see,
or is it transmitted to the third parties and then they give it back? I mean, as it were, did they violate the possession of this? Does the estate have an independent ownership of the assets?
No, it's either the husband, that was
the ger
that passed away. He had a kinyan, and if you hold that the Uber had a kinyan, then it belongs to the Uber. If you're telling me that Uber doesn't have a kinyan, it's totally hefker, and anybody can go and grab it anytime they want.
Well, they really didn't have to give it back. They could have kept it and said, we'll
see what happens. Okay. Exactly.
What about the wife?
Although the word
she is not your reshes from the husband.
Why can't she be viewed as, let's say, an apotropos for the Uber?
I don't know if there's such a thing as an apotropos for an Uber.
Meaning that the Uber, it's eventual that they're going to come into the world, and the mother is like a regent, a temporary.
I understand what you're saying. The idea of what you're saying makes a lot of sense.
Or just grab it for herself, even. I mean, she's also an activist.
Yes,
she can say, no other Yorshim. As an independent widow, I'm acquiring this property,
and
it belongs to me.
100%, absolutely. Even if there happens to be an apotropos, but that doesn't mean that people don't have the right to go and grab it. It just means whatever there's there that has to be administered, that apotropos administers. However, if everybody has a right, then assuming that there had been no wife, and assuming that we know for sure that she was not pregnant, there were no children, you can appoint three administrators, still everybody has the right to go and grab the nechassim, because it's nechse get. So the chayra have a right, clearly from this brisa, that an Uber does have a right, and in fact not only does have a right, automatically Yarshins from his father, and unless and until Chas Hashem he passes away, it belongs to the Uber. So why did we have to go make a brand new kinyan after we find out that Nebuch the wife miscarried this Uber? Once we discover that this child, this Uber, has been miscarried, it's as if there was never an Uber ba'olam, because an Uber can't be kinda on his own. So whoever made a kinyan, Berishayna should say, oh, I made a kinyan, it's mine. What do you have to make a second kinyan for? Mm-hmm. And for that matter, if it's the same person, okay, he made two kinyan. But it could be somebody else, right? Reuven and Shimon were the guys that did the first kinyan. And then afterwards they heard about, oh, she's a mu'uberes. They gave the property back. And then when the wife was an eifel of Rome, Reuven and Shimon were in Besmedish learning, so they didn't hear anything. Levi and Yehuda were passing by, we heard terrible news. Nebuch, this Mrs. Ger, now was Mapu, but this is a financial opportunity, and they grabbed the Nechassim. So why should Nechassim go to them? It should go to Reuven and Shimon, who made the original Chazakos at the time that there was only an Uber, and Uber like Kana. It's a Charai that Uber is Kana. V'isal k'day tach Uber like Kana, l'm nachzul k'vishniya, hachzik lo b'chadar zin lo tshashin gemach. The first Chazaka. So the Chayra says, Rav Sheshes, I have a star Karaya that not only Likishatelate, but even in utero, a fetus can be kaina. Sheshes Omer, Echad Zev, Yechad Zev Konas, and Rav Sheshes, my Raya is from that price. Omer Abaye, so Gemara is going to give two reasons now why this Raya is not, in fact, a concrete Raya. Omer Abaye, Yerusha Habo Me'eleh Shani. There's a difference between someone being Mizakil Uber and between a case where it's Yerusha Min HaShemayim that happens automatically. What Abai is saying is, Bemis, in this teretz we already gave in the Gemara yesterday, if you recall, the Gemara said, why don't we say that our Misha goes according to Reb Yoisi? The Reb Yoisi says that if you have a Kohen who passed away, leaving over a number of Avodim and leaving over a number of children, those children, Lamazung, he had a bunch of boys, five boys, Lamashul, so those five boys are all going to go and Yarshin the Yerusha, the estate, from the Kohen that passed away. What happens if the Mrs. Kohen, who was originally a Yisraelis, what happens if she was Mu'uberes at the time of the passing of her husband? Poisel, the Avodim cannot eat for the next few months until she gives birth. Why not? So Rishbam explained, because you have a Zor, the Me'ei Zora. That Uber inside is like a stranger. The reason why Rishbam uses the term Zor, because it says by Truma, b'chol Zor, lo yoichal boy, a stranger meaning a non-Koyin, whether it's a Levi or Yisrael, is not allowed to go and eat from Truma. So now you have a Zora, that's the Mrs. Koyin. Mrs. Koyin can only eat b'schus the Koyin. But the Koyin passed away, she no longer has because of the children. But because it happens to be a child in utero, it's uber poisel the enoi machu. Poisel doesn't allow the avodim to go and eat truma until this uber is settled, meaning either the uber is born or chas v'shalom the uber dies in utero. But during that period of time, the uber how does the uber basel? Explained Rishbam, because the uber is the sixth yoresh together with the other five. They're five brothers. This uber, if it turns out to be a boy, now we got six yorshim. So therefore, he owns part of 1/6 of all of these avadim, and that's why the eved can't eat, because the eved now is owned partially by a Yisrael, by that utero, that yoresh inside, who's considered to be halachically a zar. Even though eventually when he's born, he's going to be a kohen, or if it's a girl, it's going to be a kohenis. But in the meantime, it's a zar, and therefore it passes. So what do I see from something like that? So I see that uber does own, can own. Ah, Ravuna said, Hamazakal Uber like, oh no. What did the Gemara answer? Shani Yerusha bo me'eleha. There's a difference between Yerusha and being Mezaka. Meaning, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and puts an Uber inside a mommy's womb, and then what happens is someone passes away and there's a Yerusha, that Uber is entitled to be Yodish just like everybody else. It's a Yerusha bo me'eleha. That Uber doesn't have to do anything. Nobody else, no Basar B'Adam has to do anything. Just by the fact that there is Yerusha min HaTorah, that Yoyrish inside in utero automatically gets a Yerusha. And therefore, Uber Pais. However, for me to go and give a Yerusha, not a Yerusha, a Matana to that Uber inside, that you can't. The Mezaka, the Uber, Loikana. So there's a difference between automatic Yerusha that happens in Minatoyra from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and a man, very good, and a man. It's the difference between God-made and hand and man-made type of Matana for an Uber. So Zaktimar, that's the same thing over here too. What's the same thing over here too? The reason why this Uber is koina the nechasim of his late father, the Ger, is because it's Yerusha Bomeleh. That's what it says in the Torah. Ishkiyomuz uven ein loy. If there's no ben, then babart mesachlos ulivita. But if there's a ben, the ben gets it automatically. Even though the ben is inside the mommy's stomach, he is yoyresh. And that's why all of those chazakas that were made in the Nechsei Hager, once that Uber was alive, were meaningless, was worthless, because it belonged to the Uber. But it has nothing to do with our case, because our case is talking about being Mezakel Uber. No, Mezakel Uber, Loikana, as the Gemara said. Rav Huna said that. Zoi Bazoi, Lechoyre says, the Gemara says, Abaya, Rav Sheshes does not have a concrete raya from that price. In fact, now thinking it through, Lechoyre, why did Rav Sheshes bring a raya from a brisa? He could have brought a raya from a Mishnah. Mishnah is far more authoritative than a brisa. That Mishnah says just as clearly, if not more clearly, that an Uber who's part of the mix in this family of the Kohen, he stops all of the Avodah from eating Truma because he owns some, he owns 1/6 in our example, of all of these Avodah, and therefore he passes, and that's why they... So you see that an Uber can own. And we had to give the teretz because Yerusha bo me'eleha. But that's the very same concept of our Gemara. We have an Uber owning the nechasim of his father, the Ger. So why we bring a raya of Sheshes from a Braisa? Bring a raya from a Mishnah. So the answer to that is simple, because the Mishnah is a Das Yochid, it says Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Now it's true, Rabbi Yosi, but the fact that Rabbeinu HaKadosh decided to put in Divrei Rabbi Yosi suggests that in fact there may be others that disagree, and therefore we have to see, do we pass on Rabbi Yosi in this case or not? However, this Brice, which is a Stam Brice, if there's no name, sounds like it's anonymous and unanimous. And that's why Rav Sheshet said, I have a right from a Brice. So it's by the same terms we gave yesterday, we give today. You can't compare Yerusha, Min HaShemayim, Min HaTorah, that happens automatically, and a case of a Bosi V'dom, a man-made type of matan. Yes.
So let's just take the scenario with the woman, her husband's a Kohen, she has five sons, and she's Mubaris. Can the son say we want to divvy up the Yerusha before she gives birth?
I think they can make a temporary allocation based on calculations, what's going
to
happen.
But they have to factor, let's say it's not a ben, so they have to factor that in when they divvy up the estate among the five living sons?
They can make a temporary allocation based on, well, it might be or might not be.
So they have to factor that in.
Are you sure?
They can't say, lo bala olam, and...
The Yorish, as we see, gets a piece of the pie. That's why the Kehanim are not allowed to eat their truma, so he actually owns it. If it turns out that this Uber is a girl, since they're all boys, then, so sorry, she won't get a piece of the pie. But if it turns out to be a boy,
Once she's pregnant, they have to factor that in. They say, let's liquidate the estate.
Exactly. So they can do some temporary calculations, but they still have to leave aside an escrow, at least 1/6,
right,
for that Mir Tushem Uber, soon to be, hopefully, a Yingala, will they be able to name after the Koyin that passed away or after the Ger that passed away. And if it's a girl, then they'll do the best they can. Anyway, back to our Gemara.
So the Kohen case actually made us understand that the Uber is a Kohen no matter what, if he's born or not.
That's right,
right.
Exactly. So we have a right from the Kohen and from our both cases, both from the Kohen and from the Ger, that the Uber inside Uber is a Yoresh and he's Kohen. Exactly, but only in the case of a God-made Yerusha, but not in the case of a man-made, a person with Mazakla Uber, no riot to that.
Right, okay.
Rav Omer Rav says, I have even a better text, or at least a different text. Shani Hosim Derefuye Merapin Biyadayu Meikar. Rav says, explains the Rejvam, that's konzain, it makes no difference whether you're talking about a Mazakla Uber, or whether you're talking about a Yerusha Bome Eleha Loikona. The Uber is not koina. The Uber is not koina. The Uber is not koina. So then why all of those people that did the initial chazaka, when they found out that there was an Isha Muberes, they gave everything back, and we have to see and watch what's going to happen. And if eventually it turns out that the Uber Nebuch passed away, then they or others can be machzik again. One second. You just told me that an Uber inside, even Yerusha Bo Me'leh, Loi Kona, is not Koina. It's not Koina. So then, why couldn't they just hold on to all of those Zechosim? Because Yerusha is not Koina. Maybe when the Uber is born, we'll worry about it then. But at that point, there's no reason for them to give anything back. And there's no reason why to make a second Chazaka when they find out that that Uber Nebuch was a Nefer, was a miscarriage. So I'll tell you why. What does that mean? So Rishbam explains, as you know, every single time you make a kinyan, it has to be with a gemiras das. Gemiras das means with the full intent, 1,000%. That even though this person certainly wanted to have the kinyan of these nechosim of the ger, no question. However, he or she that was trying to go and be koina knew in back of their minds, there is a possibility that somebody is here in the scene that I don't know about. I know that there's a ger, I know that he was married to this young lady, but more than that, I really don't know. For all I know, maybe this ger had a zivig rishon, and maybe there happens to be a boy from an earlier match, of course, after he became a ger. Maybe this husband and wife had a child and I didn't even know about it. Nobody said a word. They only moved in a year ago, and maybe they've been married for 5 years. Maybe the wife is Muberes and I don't know about it because she's at home and kokfuda bas melech panima. She didn't want to show herself in public. They're based. And so therefore, even when they did their chazaka, it wasn't with that full 100% or 1,000%. Gemiras das, because they knew in back in their minds, maybe there's somebody else here that I'm not aware of. And therefore, refuyim, rapiyim, biyadayim means that the koyach of their chazaka was somewhat weakened meikara from the outset by the fact that they were not in possession of the full facts. And I see they were not in full possession of the full facts because a day after they did their kinyanim, oi, we just heard now that there is a son after all, or there's an ishim uberes. No, chucham, why didn't you know that 24 hours ago? I knew that there was a possibility. I figured, in the meantime, let me grab and let me do what I can, and then we'll see what happens. So even then, when they made their original kinyan, it was a fuyim rapyan. In other words, the Torah says, the yisum merfidim, and the Chazal tell us, shirofu yedeyim midivrei Torah. That refidim means that there was a softening. Here too, there was a softening in their chazaka. It wasn't with the full koyach, oh, I'm being masik with a capital mem, a capital ches chazaka. It was a small chazaka.
The grasp was weak.
Oh. That being the case, that's the reason why, even though subsequently find out that Nebuch this overpassed away, since the chazaka that they made was not 100% chazaka, it was only 95% chazaka, doesn't count, and that's why they have to do a brand new chazaka. So the Chayyim both answer the question. Can you give me a practical difference between Abaye and Rava's Teretz? Both of them, the mice are the same thing, that the first chazaka didn't work, and therefore you have to do a second chazaka. Whether it's because the Uber is koina, Uber not koina, but bottom line, it's the same. So what's enough kibbutz? See what I say. Ikki benayu, sheshomu boi shemes. V'loi mes, v'yachakach mes. What does this mean? Sheshomu shemu shemes. When they heard that the ger passed away, these were not money-hungry grabbers, let's go and take the nechosim as quickly as possible, but rather they did do some due diligence, and they heard Hashemu Boi Shemes. Yes, in fact, the wife was Me'uberes, but we heard that Le'olainu, just like the husband passed away, the woman was no longer Me'uberes, she lost her child. Yesterday, a week ago, a month ago, and at this point, she is now barren, she's no longer pregnant. Oh, so therefore, when they heard that, and now they went to go and be koinit from the nechasim, so then they did it with a full gemiras das. It was no longer refuyim rapim yedai, we don't know. They actually heard Shabbos Shavuot Shemes. So therefore, lemaisa, however, what they heard was incorrect, because v'loimes, the ubra was in utero, and he was fully there. So therefore, according to Abaye, since Yerusha ba melei hashani, it happens to be a yoyresh, and yoyresh mitaydis Yerusha, and ubra can be koina. So it makes no difference what they heard or what they didn't hear. That's really irrelevant. What are the facts? The facts were that she was an uber b'shas ma'asa, and these people tried to make a chazaka b'shas ma'asa. That chazaka is not going to go and help, because the uber is koina. That uber is koina before all of them. He got it automatically between his Yerusha. If subsequently this uber passes away, they'll have to make a brand new chazaka. According to Rava, however, since they had done their due diligence and they realized, or at least they heard Shibai Shemaz, so therefore when they went to go and be koina, it was no longer that weak, speculative, well, maybe, who knows, could be 1%. No! We did our due diligence, we know for sure.
But they were wrong.
That's true, but at least Bishas Masa, when they did their chazaka, they did it
mistakenly. They believed mistakenly, but definitively that they had full ownership.
No, exactly. Since Yomar said, the Swara of Rava, why do you have to make a second chazaka? Because the first chazaka was done with weak hands, with a softening of heart. They think, I don't know, maybe, you never know, I don't know. I'll do the best I can now, but I don't know for sure that these nechasim are hefker. I'm sorry?
There wasn't gemira stas, maybe.
Exactly, there was no gemira stas. That's the sort of refuyim marapin yadayu. They couldn't do it with that full intensity because they knew that there was a possibility. In this case, however, we're talking about, no, they did the due diligence, and they have a written report, that obituary and column in the New York Times, go and say, this child never passed away, they all felt very bad about it. This is an opportunity for chazaka, and they did a chazaka with a full gemiras tas. Okay, and what happened subsequently? Subsequently, we find out that Taka Loimesi was Taka alive at the time, only after the Biagachmes. According to Rava, you would not have to do a second chazaka because the chazaka they did was not a weak, hypothetical, theoretical chazaka on the tzad, it's because they knew for a fact, and therefore they did it with the full intensity. After that, when we found out that Loimes, and we're still alive, again, according to Rava, that makes no difference, because a kid, an uber, Sai, whether you're trying to be mezakeh to him. Sai al tirusha loy kana. He's not koina, and Uber is not koina. Why did we say before that you have to do a second chazaka according to Rava? Because that first Rava, before the first chazaka, was not with the full gemiras das. But in our case, it was done with the full gemiras das. In such a case, they would not have to go and do a second chazaka. And that's the ikum and I between the Abaya and the Rava.
The language of meis lo meis seems a bit strange because the Uber is not living independently. It should be she ochi muberes. It feels like something else is. I'm wondering. That language seems a bit inexact.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. It could be that the Gemara borrowed it, because if you go back to the original Brisa, it talked about the Shomot Sheish LeBenishoy Se Ishtu Muberes Chayov and Hasif Zir Kov Yakach Shomot Shemais Benoy Oy Shepila Ishtu.
Okay.
So therefore, to succinctly, they borrowed the term of the Mace to refer as well to the Nafel, not only to the son that passed away, but also and this Teretz of the Gemara applies to both cases. Not only we're only focusing on the Uber because that's the hot issue of the day. We said yesterday, I'm Zakeh Lulei Kana. Here I see the Uber is Kana. Says Abai, there's a difference between Yerusha and between Mezakeh. This is man-made, this is made by Rabbi Nishalai. Yeah, said Rav, has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the degree of hypothetical and conjecture that this person did when he did the Chazakah. In our Gemara, the Gemara assumed, like Rav said, it's talking about, that we knew that there is that possibility out there. And so therefore, when I did my Chazakah, I said, let me take my chances, we'll see what happens, you never know. Maybe I've become a multimillionaire. Maybe I have to go and give it back. We'll see. But in this case, where they did the due diligence and they heard, Shemais, that there is no Benoi, the Benoi died, or that the Uber was Nebuch already in Nafel, so they know there's nothing to worry about. Let's do with the full Gemiras Das, Chazaka with a capital Ches, Chazaka, Chazaka. And only subsequently we hear, V'loi Meis, Ui, and the person was alive after all, and what did I do? But Achach Meis, after they heard that the Ben or the Uber passed away subsequently. In this case, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi, you would not have to make a new chazaka. Why wouldn't you have to make a new chazaka? Because the first chazaka was fine and dandy. It was a strong, regular chazaka with a capital Ches, because they had the full Gemiras Das. Toshima, we're going to ask another kasha on Rav Sheshes. Tinik ben yom echa noichel umanchesh. A baby of only one day can be noichel, can receive a nachla, in other words, from a father or a mother that never passed away. And within that day, it was a baby. Baby lived only one day, only 5 hours, 6 hours, full day, can be noichel. And after the baby is noichel, can be manchel and give nachla to other siblings, obviously not to his children, because the baby one day doesn't have any kids, but can go and give a mushel to his siblings, and or if there are no siblings, to the father or to the uncles, etc.
How could a one-day-old baby give?
So not that he gives in terms of signing a last will and testament, but it's no different than anybody else that passes away without having written a will or tzavah, that automatically the Torah says, how do you divvy up any decedent's nechos? So the Gemara is now, this is a Mishnah, by the way. The Mishnah is in Masechtas Nida, I believe.
Yeah.
And there it says that even a ben yom echad can be noichel manchel. We'll see what the ramifications are in a moment. Zokti Gemara, ben yom echad in uber loy. It sounds like at least you have to be a ben yom echad. It has to be at least a baby of one day. Why doesn't the Mishnah say even a bigger chiddush? That even a child that wasn't even born yet, that's still in utero, can be noichel umanchel. Zeitzachos, that in fact, when you're still in utero, you cannot be noichel umanchel, because you're not a human being. But once the child comes out, la'avira oilam, even if he or she only exists for 3 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, whatever, they can be noichel umanchel, depending, of course, the circumstance. In other words, if they're only son, or the only daughter, or the other sons, other daughters. But the point is that a baby has the same rights like everybody else in Klal Yisrael, the Gabi Hilchos Yerusha, but not an Uber. It's a shver. Didn't you say, according to Rav Sheshes, that even an Uber is kana? So you could say in the Mishnah that Uber can be noichel in mancha. Why only talking about a ben yom echa? Om Rav Sheshes, noichel in and for the Gemara, this is nishke kasha. Om Rav Sheshes already explained the Mishnah because of other kashas. What were the other kashas? Gemara doesn't really go into it, But the Rishbam quotes from the Gemara Maseches Nida, where the Gemara says, I don't understand really what this whole concept is of Noichel Umanchel Ben Yoyim Echad. What would be the typical case? Let's say if Chas HaShalom, we have Mr. Yankel Smith, and his wife was pregnant, Baruch Hashem, everybody's waiting for a wonderful, wonderful Simcha, and unfortunately we hear one morning, Yankel Smith, Rachman Aslan, passes away. Okay, now, he left five boys. No, didn't know Bechor question, because it was a Bas Chila, so no Bechor. So you have five boys. And what happens now? Oh, Mazel Tov, good news that a baby boy was born on the very same day, or a day later, whatever, after the father passed away. Oh, we'll be able to go and give a name. That's, you know, that's Shlomo Kluger on this week's parasha, Parashas Vayera. Well, what are you talking about? In the beginning of this week's parasha, it says that three malachim came to Avram Avinu. Mm-hmm. Why three malachim? I said one malach, two malach. So what does everybody know?
Because each one has a different mission.
Exactly. In Malachos, Shtei Shlichos. So what was the different mission of each one?
Right.
One was to Mavasar, the Pesura Toiva, that Sarah is going to have a baby.
Destroy Sodom.
One is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
And the third one is going to be to give a refuah for Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu had just had a bris.
Yeah, there were no doctors around. Stage.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was the three. Then says Rashi, oh, but didn't we need someone to be Matzil Loit? Mm-hmm. Yes, the same Malach that does the Refuah for Avraham Avinu, Refuah and Hatzalah. Ask Mendy, he does Hatzalah every single minute of the day, and he brings Refuah, and Yeshua.
He's not destroying also.
He's only doing.
Yeah, he's only saving, not destroying.
100%. Mendy doesn't. There's no fiber in the neshama that would allow for destruction.
So
only constructive, not destructive.
That's a good raya.
Yes, exactly. So therefore, Rafa will do both. Praying the Mefarshim, we have revovois malachim in Shemayim. Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions.
Right.
Why do you have to go and send three with a teretz? Why don't you send four malachim? Send a special malach to go mimatzil light. Right? Good to cash. Anyway, there are many tutsim on that. The story is told that Shlomo Kluger became the Rav of Brod, brother of. A few days after he was appointed as the new Rav, they told him, good news, Rav. There's soon going to be a bris, and near to Shem, you're going to be the Sandik. When? Tomorrow, Met Shem will be the Sandik by the bris. Oh, wonderful. That's Givaldik. Tremendous. Good.
No
Tachmish. No Tachmish. That's another mark. Anyway, what happens the next morning? He comes to Shul with a nice smile on his face. And, oh, he's looking forward to that. He looks at the tables. Deval, there are no bagels, and there's no lox, there's nothing. Okay. After the davening is over. After the davening is over, he's waiting around. There's no Avi Ben, there's no Moil, there's no child, there's no lax, there's nothing. What's going on? So he asked Rabbi Shimon, explain to him what's going on. Rav Le'alein of Le'alechem, the father of this child, Rachman Litzlan, is unfortunately a goses. Goses means he's on his deathbed. And the doctors say it's really any minute. So we have a minig here in town that since we're talking about the eighth day since baby was born, today's supposed to be the bris milah, we're going to wait a little bit, because maybe the father will pass away, and we'll be able to name the child after the father. And this has been a mini-gritty for many years, not that this happens on a typical basis, but if and when something like that happens, that's what we do, and therefore, that's why we're waiting, come back in 10 minutes, a half an hour, we'll see.
Well, they can do the bris, they can kriyas Hashem afterward, they should do the bris on the eighth day.
We have the expression, akashi for masa, this is the masa. Okay, when the rabbi heard that, he said, Chas v'sholom, do the bris right now, immediately. Don't wait 1 month. But Rabbi, this is the Chah Minig bris. Minig Shminig, right now, do the bris. No, he's the new Ober Rabina, the new chief rabbi. Mm-hmm. So they had to bring the boy, and they made the bris, and of course they gave him a different name. And guess what happened? And 2 weeks later, this guy says, woke up from his coma, and he became ka'achar ha'odim, running around like ever before, like a young man. So all the people in town said, this is not just an ober rabbina, this is a wunder rabbina. Wunder rabbina means a bal mofet. He's a miracle rabbi. Can you imagine? Yeah. Everybody was sure that it's all the end, that, oh, a miracle, a nation, but he's, said Rav Shlomo Kluger, Rabbeisai, you're wrong. I didn't make a mess, I'm not a bal mofet, it's nothing to do with that. That's what we learned from this week's parasha from the Rashi. The what? Why didn't they go and send the fourth malach for light? He says sometimes people don't have enough schusim that one should send a malach specially for them. Light, as we know, had kind of a cloudy background. Rashi tells us he wanted to be near Sodom Va'amoyra because of the toyei voice of Sodom Va'amoyra. He didn't deserve that one should send a special malach. However, if you're sending a malach anyway, you know, the doctor is already here, he wouldn't have come for the other patient. But if the doctor's already here, oh, can you do me a favor? You're on the second floor, can you go up to the fourth floor? There's another patient. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't have come specially, but I'm here, I'll go. So since they have the malach coming to give a refuah for Avram Avinu, I'll do the hatzalah also for light. Says the same thing over here. For some reason, the father of this child apparently did not have enough schusim that one should send a malach for him specially. I don't know why. I don't even know him. I'm just a new rabbi in town. But apparently he didn't have enough schusim. But every single time there's a bris, Eliyahu malach habris comes down to be at the bris. If he's here anyway, we'll tell him, Eliyahu, can you go and fix up that other problem with the father? V'kachava, he did. That's how the father had a refusal. Good. Anyway, the famous story of Shlomo Klinger. So getting back to our Gemara now, says our Gemara, we had a situation.
What century did he live in?
Shlomo Klinger? About 150, 200 years ago, something like that. Mendy probably wrote a shtickle Torah on his yard sign. If not, you'll be in the next edition. Anyway, so what does it say now? So it says, Atinik ben yom echad, noichum umanko ben yom echad in ubalai. So now, what's the question that the Gemara asks in Masechtas Nida, where we kind of got off a little bit on a tangent? The Gemara says over there, we're talking about that a father passed away. And then now he left over the Ishamu Beres, and shortly thereafter, Baruch Hashem, this child was born. Ah, Mazel Tov. And lo yaleinu, the child did not last very long, just for one day. Right, ben yom echad, noichel umanchel. So what would that normally mean? He'd be noichel property from his father. There were five other sons. He's going to get a sixth. And now that he passes away, he's going to be manchel his sixth to the other brothers. So the other brothers can say to themselves, you know, nothing happened really over here. Because had he not been born, anyway, we'd have gotten the entire estate. We're the five boys. For temporary, for 3 hours, for 5 hours, he was nochel, and then after that he passed away, he was manchel, you know, nothing nothing ventured, nothing lost, nothing gained, so what have we accomplished? So why is the Mishnah telling us that this tinnik ben yom echad is nochel or manchel? It really has no
practical
application. Very good. Zok v'gemora, I'll tell you why. We're not talking about he was nochel from the father, he was nochel ben nichsio eim, meaning that this father had two wives. One wife, a Zivik Rishon, from whom he had a bunch of boys, and that marriage ended because presumably she passed away and finished. And then now he married a second woman, and now she's Muberes, and now the father passed away. The Uber is born. Now, it's not only the father passed away, it's the mother passed away. And the halacha is, as we had in the first Mishnah in Yesh Nachlin, that when a mother passes away, then the boys of the mother are noichel from the mother. And the Gemara brought a raya, a kal v'chomer from Bas. Madach Bas, yereshes shtei matois, and a vada ben is going to be yereshes shtei matois. So therefore, when the mother passed away, the son was yeresh. Okay, now what happens to that Yerusha? Now that this son also passes away, then whatever he received from his mommy, who predeceased him, is going to go to his brothers.
Father passed away, and then mother passed away.
Well, even if the father was alive, we know that in the Seder of Yerusha, it's first the Ben, and then the Bas, and then the Av. Oh, you're right, because then the Av would get before the Achim. So, I stand corrected. The father had already passed away. He could have passed away 6 months ago. And now...
The mother passed away in childbirth.
And the mother... Exactly right.
Oh, there's a grandfather who has a Yerusha for the mother, and he passed away also. So now does it go to the...
Yeah, but he passed away, but the mother was still alive.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a moment. And we're going to talk about who died first, the mother or the son. But in the meantime, Nebuch, the father, had already passed away. She already had received at least whatever Yerusha she got, let's say, of the Messiah Zuz from the husband as a result of the Ksuba. So even if she didn't have a wealthy father, she'd had whatever she had. And now what happened was she passed away, and now the son was born, and that son was Noichel from his mother, and now he was manchel to all of the brothers. Now these brothers had nothing to do with his mother because they were from a different wife. So therefore, they are not entitled to go and get anything. But it's only because there's this son of the mother who yarshin from his mother, and then he passed away, whatever he yarshin from his mother, he's manchel to the achim min ho'av. On the other hand, had we had a situation when he would not have been born, or had he pre-deceased his mother. So then when the mother passed away, there's no child to go and give the Arusha to. So then whatever she had would go to her brothers, or to children from another marriage, or to her father, so on and so forth. So that's why it makes a difference, the Gabi Noichel Menichsei. It's not like the case Noichel Menichsei Av, where all the brothers say, you know, no, nothing ventured, nothing lost, it doesn't make a difference, he was born, he died, we would have gotten this Yerusha anyway. No, here they wouldn't have got the Yerusha. It's only because if he's Noichel Menichsei Aim, then he can go give to the Achim and Av. And therefore, what our Gemara says is, B'davka Ben Yoimecha. This whole cheshbon works out if there's a baby that's born after her death. He is Yoresh from the mother. He's Yoresh for a period of 3 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours, until Nebuchadnezzar passes away. And now when we are probating his estate, whatever that baby owned goes to his siblings, meaning to the half-brothers, to the half-brothers, the Achim
Min
Ho'av. But Uber does not do that. Only a Ben Yom Echad, not an Uber. Why not? Why not? Not by an Uber? My time, I'll tell you why. But Gemara, who? My inspiration. He, the child, died first before the mommy. Meaning, if you have a situation of an Ishum Uberis, and as you were saying, dying in childbirth, if it's a natural death on the part of the woman, then the child inside, in utero, dies a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes before his mother. And therefore, we have a rule that Eina ben Yerushas imay bekever lahanchali achim meno av. That when you have a ben, although normally a son yarshins his mother, as long as he's born after his, or as long as he's living after his mother passed away, he's Yerush. However, if the ben predeceased the mother, what's the din now? Eina ben Yerushas imay bekever. This doesn't have to be dafke in an in utero situation. You could have a situation where you have a mother who has a son, and then if the mother would pass away, the son would go in Yarshin from her, and then if the son passes away, giving Yerusha to all of his brothers. But what happens if she had a son, and the son Nebuch passed away? And then a year later, 5 years later, the mother passes away. So all the brothers of the dead son, they say, well, he should have received the Yerusha from his mother, and that therefore it should go to us. But that's not the rule. Eina ben Yerusha Sima Bekever, if the ben is already dead, unfortunately, because he predeceased his mother, he does not receive a nachla lahanchali achin min ho'av. And therefore, that's why we had to speak about in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Nida, that it's a tini ben yoim echad, that the child at least lives a few minutes, a few hours after his mother passed away. So he was noichal hi yarshin, and then he was manchil to his brothers. Mm-hmm. However, had he predeceased his mother, so he was never around alive after when his mother passed away, he was bekever. Since he was bekever, then he's not manchil. Oh, so that's the reason why that Mishnah only talks about ben yom echad and not an uber. We're talking about a situation where he's noichal menach menachsei ein. When can a child be noichal menachsei ein if he's at least born at least a ben yom echad, at least an hour old, 5 hours old.
Right.
But if it's an uber, no, because that's the rule that the Gemara is telling us. Where do we have this rule? The Rishbam says we're going to have it in a Mishnah a little bit later on in Daf Kufna and Ches, and also the Gemara already darshan this at the beginning of Niyesh Nochlin. Why does the Mishnah have to be repetitive and say both the case of that the son yarshins from the mother, and the mother doesn't yarshin from the son? And then the Gemara said, and the Mishnah said, and I have another case, that the mother is manchel to the son, and she does not receive a nachla from the son. You might ask, why do they have to repeat it twice? To go and teach us this din, that ein ben yerushasima bekevel hanchel achim ena'av. Anyway, so bottom line is, we've entered that kasha, the reason why the Mishnah Dafka talking about a baby, and not an uber. It's not because Rav Sheshis is wrong. An uber does yarshin, absolutely. However, to be manchali achim in such a situation from the mother, to give it to the brothers, mena'av, that's only a ben kayoma can do that, and not an uber, because ain't a ben yarshin, see my big cake. Zokti Mara, based on the way you've explained that Mishnah, now lememra, duhu my inspiration. What you're telling me is that by definition, this child passed away before his mommy, and so therefore, when the mommy Nebuch passed away, there was no longer any child to talk of because the Uber passed away already before. And that's the din of Einam ben Yerushas Yom HaBekever. Maybe not. Isn't it possible that when she passed away, this Uber was still alive, and therefore was not bekeber. He passed away taka a minute or 2 minutes later after his mami, but maybe b'shas misa, he was still alive, and therefore he should be noyel and manchel. Why did it say in the Mishnah only a bar kayoma ben yom echad? Why don't we say a living uber can also be noyel from the mami and be manchel to their brothers? Remember, so you're telling me that that's the rule to whom I inspiration. Well, Uvda, but there was a famous story, don't you remember? That the mother Nebuch was on the deathbed, and then Nebuch, the doctors came in and said, okay, we hereby certify that Nebuch, the mother, is dead, Rachmana Litzlan. Everybody's crying, everybody's saying Vidoy, everybody's saying Shema Yisrael. And guess what happens? And then we see that her stomach is moving up and down. And people say, oh, you know why the stomach's moving up? Because there is an uber inside. You know that she's pregnant. You know that she's already 8 or 9 months pregnant. And that's why you have that perchus. Is the chasimin that the child is still alive? And therefore, I should say that this is an uber that can yarshin. And even though the uber subsequently dies, but at least for 5 minutes, for an hour, whatever, the uber continued to live post the mother's passing, and therefore he should be noichel and be manchel li achem minu av.
But he didn't come into the avir olam. He didn't emerge. He didn't emerge from the womb.
100%. But we're going according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is the one that said echad zev v'echad zev kana, that even an uber in utero can be koina. So we asked the kasha. So why does it have to be a teni ben yom echad? Even if it's still in utero, you should be noichel umanchel. Said the Gemara, because by definition, if you're talking about the noichel mino aim, it means that if she was pregnant with this child, she died a minute after the child died, the child had already predeceased her, and therefore that's why he cannot be noichel as a fetus inside, because ein haben yersimu bakever. Frank Tamara, who said that he predeceased his mother? Maybe post-deceased his mother. The mother, Nebuch, in pregnancy, passed away. It was a very difficult child labor. Not child labor, exactly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lady delivery. A delivery, exactly. Right. So it was very difficult. She died first. And then after that, the child continued to live. He struggled and he was kvitching there inside the mummy's stomach.
The child will defeat us.
Well, defeat us, right, good. Anyway, so the father was continuing kicking and banging away. He wanted to be released and be born. So why don't you go and say, Vaita, this is not an uber bekever. This is a live uber. So why don't you say in the Mishnah Masechtas Nida that not only a ben yemecha, but even an uber can be noichel umanchel, or marber avashi, there's no such thing. When Chas Shalom and Ishum Uberes passes away, naturally, then it must be that the child expired first, and then only after that the mother. Jerking back and forth on the part of the baby, meaning the habits, just like a case of zonav halto, or zonav halto. Halto is a lizard, where a lizard has a tail. If you go and cut off the tail, I'm not saying you should experiment with it and do that. It's probably the tzar balechayim factor, but whatever. If you were to see someone cut off the tail, you'll see Shimon Vachesis, that tail will jump back and forth a few times, even though it's dead. It's dead. I mean, you cut the tail off. The tail doesn't have its own brains and its own...
It's a nerve.
Pzigzana. Very good. And if any of you have ever been in a Schlachthaus is a slaughterhouse where they shecht animals, you'll see that after they shecht l'mushel a big cow or something like that, you'll say, holy cow! You see that the animal goes up and down, back and forth.
Rabbi Cohen said it would take a step or two sometimes.
Sometimes you can take a step. And even if it doesn't take a step, it's on the floor. It'll go kvitcha back and forth like 5 or 10 times.
My father was taken there by his yeshiva, and after that he became vegetarian. Only dairy.
Yeah, okay.
That's really... Until the Sunday before he went in the hospital and then died, he said, go out and get me a hot pastrami sandwich. I said, Dad, what do you got? He said, I want a hot pastrami sandwich.
Fragnish kakashis. Okay, anyway, getting back to Agmar. So Lamasa, that's the reason why Yena Mishnah says it's talking about that only a ben yom echad and not an uber. Zokti Marvait, I have another two terutzim. And both two terutzim are in the same name. Mar Berei Drav Yosef Mishmei Derava. And this is the first version. Omar, he said, no, in truth, Rav Sheshes is right. And an uber is Yoresh. Rather, what's the reason why it says only the Ben Yom Echad, a live baby? That a one-day-old baby can be Mamayit in the Chedek B'choira, but not in Uber. Now, what does that mean, that the baby can be might in Chedek B'choira and not the Uber? So Rishbam gives us a very, very nice example, and be kedai to go and look into the Rishbam.
Long Rishbam.
It's a long Rishbam. We're going to start in the middle, because the first part of it is basically a biur, but then it gets down to practical. It's Rishbam is Mar Bered of Yosef Mishmei Derova Omar, about a quarter down, and then go down about halfway down that Rishbam. Ukid Mefarish V'Ozel Shabo Loimar. Everybody have that? It's next to where my part says Moisef Rashi. About a line after Moisef Rashi. Ukid Mefarish V'Ozel. Go about 10 lines into
it's
that
Rishbam. It's opposite the third Tosfos on the other side.
On the other side. Good. Ukid Mefarish V'Ozel Shabo Loimar Deben Yem Echad Memayit Chelik B'Choyra Kigoy. So what are the facts, Rabbi say? Going Yaakov Shemes. Yaakov Avinu passed away. V'niach Shnei Banim, he left over two sons.
Reuven V'Shim. You knew that Reuven V'Shim.
Of course. Okay. V'niach Shneim Oser Mana. The entire estate was, let's say, 12 mana. Let's say $12. Ro'i HaBechor Lito Pishnayim Ki Echad Min Echov. The Bechor, which is Reuven, he deserves to get Pishnayim because he gets a double portion from his brothers. And therefore, putting aside now Levi, who hasn't come on the scene yet. We've only discussed Yaakov, who passed away, and Reuven and Shimon. He left over 12. So of the 12, since there are only two boys, Reuven and Shimon, and since Reuven is going to get Pishnayim, we're going to divide it up as if there are three boys. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to divide up 12? Be 8 and 4, right? 4 for the Chelik Pashut, 4 for the Chelik Bechoira, and 4 for Shimon. So 8 and 4. And that's what the Rishbam says. Holy Chevri, you really know your arithmetic. V'yita Reuven Shmoina Manam Shimon Abo Manam. Fine. Now, what happened? Noilet Levi b'chai Yaakov. What happens? Levi comes on the scene. He is still Noilet Levi. He was born already. After Levi was born, that same day, Yaakov was so ecstatic. Oh, Baruch Hashem, another child. I'm so happy. He went into cardiac arrest. They called up Hatzalah. Mendy came. Mendy did the best job he could, but unfortunately, Le'olenu, Yaakov holach li'olamai. All right, Nebuch, what a tragedy. So what happens? So Dr. Mar Mes Yaakov Boy Bayon, Achre Leidas Levi, after Levi was born, Nimtza Noitel Reuven Shisha, Vishimon Shloisha, Velevi Shloisha. What does that mean? Since Noitel Levi, Levi is actually born, he is a Ben Yoim Echad, he is alive and kicking, really kicking, yeah. And now Yaakov Vina passed away. So he left over three children, no longer two children, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, of course, is still the Bechor. So we're going to take the 12 and we're going to divide it up not by three portions, but by four portions.
So three
each. So what's going to happen? How much is Reuven going to get?
Six.
He's going to get six. So the fact that we have this baby, a Ben Yoim Echad, he is memayit b'chelik b'choirasai. Because had Levi not been born, then Reuven would have gotten eight. Right, we said before 8 and 4. But now there's another child, he only gets 6. Okay, no to Reuven Shisha. V'shimon Shloisha, v'Levi Shloisha. Now, Levi passed away on that day, because we're saying he's Ben Yemechad Noichel Umanchel. So what happened? Unfortunately, makes Levi by the young. You can imagine what a tragedy. Never the father passed away, and the son was born, and the son passed away. Okay, what's Kimatan? Makes Levi, you probably know 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, Rav Iluha, or whatever, passed away. And then the same day, a few hours later, his own mother passed away.
Yes.
One of the sons, the same day. I hope
she didn't know about his...
Who is this?
He's from Rosh Hashiva Chaim Berlin, but from Morocco, but he was a...
Haliwa. He passed away, and there was a huge Shabbat, and then several hours later, his own mother passed away.
He's a descendant of Pnei Chama.
Oh, so then... Some mishpucha.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So, Noit Reuven Shisha, Reuven gets 6, and because there are now 3 boys in the mix over here, and Shimon Shloisha, and Levi Shloisha. Now, what happens? Meis Levi by Biyam. What happens? Now, Levi dies, because we said Levi only lived one day. Achri Mises of after his father already died.
He split the 6.
Slowly.
The 3.
The Havale Ben Yoim Echad. He's a Ben Yoim Echad who only lived for 6 hours, whatever. Umanchali Echad, Shloisha Monim Har Uyin Loi. He was supposed to get 3. He's now going to give it to them. Now there's only a chelik b'choira from a father, but not from a brother. So how much do we have now? Reuven until now had 6. Shimon had 3. Levi had 3. Levi passed away. The 3 now are split between Reuven and Levi, and Reuven and Shimon 50-50. He's going to get 7.5. Mishim is going to get down 1.5.
So it reduces from 8 to 7.5.
Exactly. Nimtu Shema'ato Yomedes Lever Uvein Chatzi Mona Mechetim Chay Rasoi.
Of course,
I shall. And that's
we'll change the
Shai, I'll do it.
The Bechor.
And Shimon loved his deceased brother more.
They both loved him tremendous amount. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, to Nimtza Shemiatoi, latest Levi, the fact that Levi was a born baby of a one day old, he was Mamayit Bechavik Bechoyra, instead of Reuven getting eight altogether,
seven and a half,
he was Mamayitim Chatzim Mona Mechavik Bechoyrasa. Fine, so far so good. So remember, he should have gotten 8. As a result of his being born, he got initially 6. As a result of his death, then Reuven got 7.5. So therefore, he was Mamayit Bechavik Bechoyrasa. V'davka Binyam Echad. Avim hoyu Levi Uber. What happens if Levi was an Uber Kishemes of Yaakov? Yaakov Avinu passed away. His wife was Uber Muberis with Levi. So Levi was in utero. The Achach noyled Levi, and after that Levi was born. Then he doesn't go and harm or diminish the chedik b'chayra, but rather only the chedik pshitus. So Ketzad, let's figure this out once again. Again, Meis Olav Yaakov passed away. Noitur Uvein min hashnei moser manim. How much would he get? He would get arba'a manim. B'chedik b'chayra. Like we had 12, and there are only 2 kids. There's Uvein and Shimon, he gets 8. B'chedik b'chayra, 4 and 4. Ki'ilu eino uber oilem, as if the uber didn't even exist. He's going to get 4 of the chedik b'chayra. Sh'arilei niya, Yaakov bonim yeludim. He didn't leave over any live children, born children, Uvein and Shimon. Okay, so now, ushmoinem monim hanoisari. Of the original 12, so we set aside 4 for chedik b'chayra for Uvein, but we left the 8 pshutim, and we did not subdivide those yet. You know why? Because when Yaakov passed away, he was also an uber, and according to Rav Sheshes, an uber is koina. If the uber is koina, he also gets a chedik. So now, how much is left after we subtracted 4 from the 12? We have left
8.
Okay, and if you now subdivide 8, or divide 8 by 3, 3 into 8, how much do you get? Each one gets
2 and 2/3.
2 and 2/3. That's the first of the middle lines here of the Rishbam. The 8 which are left over. (3 - 1/3), which means 2 2/3 each. So how much now that the dust has settled? So how much does Reuven get now? He's getting now 6 2/3, right? He got 4 for the Chedek B'chayra, and he gets now 2 2/3, 6 2/3. How much do the other kids get? Each one gets 2 2/3 each. So now, first of all, let's think about this for a moment. When had there not been any baby on the scene at all, just Reuven and Shimon, like we said before, Reuven would get 8 and 4, and he would get 4 for the chelik b'chayra and 4 for the chelik pashut. Because there was a baby in the earlier case, he immediately reduced that from the 8, from the 4 plus the 4, to 6. Why did he reduce it to 6? Because if there's a baby, then there are 3 kids. 3 kids are going to go and divide up the 12. Each one is going to go and we have 4 halakim, because there's a b'chayra. So 4 into 12 is 3. Right. So it's the chelik b'chayra, because there is a baby that's born, the 4 went down to 3. Went down to 3. If afterwards Levi passes away, we're going to go and give him back another 2 2/3. He's going to land up with
7.5.
Right, or 7.5, like we said before. However, getting back to our Gemara now, the first thing you'll notice is that since this baby was in utero, see, he doesn't affect the Chedek B'chayra, so Reuven gets the full 4. Not he got 3 like when there was a baby. He gets the full 4. Okay, and what happens now? Now that there is, in fact, this baby that is born, we're going to go and split up, or even when he's still in utero, we're going to go and split it up now, the Chedek HaPashit, 3 ways. Since we're dividing up 8 by 3, each one is going to get 2 2/3. So that says that, so therefore, Reuven, instead of getting his original
8
or getting the 7.5, initially he's going to go and get 6 2/3. 4, but plus 2 2/3. But the chelik b'chayra was not checked, it was not touched. That he got in full, a full chelik 4. In addition to that, to 2 2/3. And now what happens? The gamim yafs the yomis levi. If Levi were to pass away that day, because it's a one day baby, that's noichol manchil, yitol erchav bechalkoi. They're now going to divide up his chelik. What was his chelik?
Two thirds.
If you split that in half, how much is everybody going to get?
3 1/3.
3 1/2.
No, two and two-thirds.
I'm joking.
No, don't. Hope up. Yeah. 2 2/3 divided by half.
By half is one and a third.
Right.
Two and two-thirds divided in half is 1 1/3.
Right.
So if you add the 1 1/3 to 2 2/3,
ah,
you get
four.
Ah, so what's going to happen now is...
Restores.
The four that we spoke about originally. And he's going to go and get... Two and two-thirds, as long as Levi is still around, when Levi passes away, he's going to get back another 1 1/3. So he gets the full 8. He hasn't lost anything. Zero. If there were 10 brothers instead of 3 brothers, we're going to split it up not two ways between Reuben and Shimon. So we have 10. But the chelik b'chayr remains intact.
Locked in.
So therefore he got 4 regardless.
What?
Ah, so that's the reason why he says... That's why we said on the Omen Aleph that the Ben Yoim Echad Noichul Umanchul, meaning that he's not that Ben Yoim Echad is Memayit Chedek Bechayra, but Dafka Ben Yoim Echad. Ava Uber Loi, the Uber doesn't touch the Chedek Bechayra. There Reuven gets his 4 no matter what. My time, what's Taka the Svara? Because the old Loi Omer Achmana. In the parsha of Bechayra, if you have the Torah or a Shalim, Kisiyan l'ishtei Narshim, the beginning of parsha is Kiseitse, he has 2 wives. Wachasahu v'achasnur, v'yoldu loy vanumahu v'asnur, v'yoha ben ha-bechor l'asniyah. So the din of Bechayra is only v'yoldu loy, those that are in existence. Omer Achman, Yomer Mar Berebi, Yosem Shmei Darabah, ben shnoi li'achar misas aviv. So when the father died, it was only a in utero fetus, but he wasn't born yet, and in my Bechayra, he doesn't touch the chelik b'chayr, my time of yodel and rachman of aleka. Oh, so that's the reason why the Mishnah had to go and say the ben yomechad noichel manchel. He means the gabi chelik b'chayr. That's not chapit. We don't touch that. In the case if there was a real ben yom echad, then we do touch it. It goes from 4 down to 3. The chelik b'chayr, because instead of splitting up the 12 among just the 2 brothers, and they're giving the
chor
4 plus 4, we have to now split it among the 3 brothers, and he only gets now 3 plus 3, right? Because you have to split it 4 ways. Ah, afterwards you don't get it if he passes away, blah blah blah. But the chelik b'chayr is only 3. But here, if you talk about an uber, that chelik b'chayr remains intact. He gets his full 4. What are we going to split up the remaining 8? That we're going to have to go and play with and divide 3 ways, etc. The Tos is the chiddush from that Mishnah. Very good. But I have another pshat in the Mishnah as well. In the name of that same Mar Berei de Rava, Mar Berei de Yosef, Mishmei de Rava, says the Gemara, the Surah Masnu Hachi, the way we just learned the Gemara, that first version, how they taught it in the Surah, but these Masnu Hachi, they did a different pshat. What was that? The same Mandiyama. Omer Mar Berei de Yosef, Mishmei de Rava, Bechosh no li acher Mises Oviv, Ein Noitel Pishnayim. What happens if you have a Bechor that is born after the father passed away, he doesn't get a double portion. Now, if you think about it, of course he doesn't get a single portion. Since he is the Bechor, then there are no children after him.
He gets the whole thing.
He gets everything.
Right.
He gets not only the Chayik HaParshan, the Chayik Bechorah, he gets Bakal Mikol Kol. What's this all about? Ein Noitel Pishnayim. So Rishbam says 2 possibilities. Possibility number 1, there was multiple birth. He had twins, he had triplets, whatever, and we were able to identify who's the Bechor, even though they were all born post-mortem of the father. The Bechor does not get Pishnayim. He gets like all the other boys. So if they're, they're twins, instead of having Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven eventually gets 2 parts and Shimon gets 1 part. No. Reuven and Shimon will split 50-50. My time, what's the reason for that? Because Yaker Amar Achmana for less of the Yaker. It says in the Pasuk, and we have it again in the number 2, Ki Yetzer Bechor Ben Asnua Yaker. Who's Yaker? The father is Makir, who that Bechor is. Lost away Pishnayim. But here the father was never Makir, because never the Bechor was born. Achar Misa So'av, so he never saw the child, Rachman al-Islam, so therefore there's no din of Bechor Shah. So that would be one case of a case of twins. Or Rishbam says it could be talking about in the good old days, before the Hedin Bene Gershon. The person was married to two wives, and so therefore the first wife gave birth today to a Bechor, after father already never passed away.
Mm-hmm.
No one said that the reason why the father passed away was because he had multiple wives. But it's certainly it could be a possibility. Anyway, so
he died, but both of his wives were pregnant.
And then the first wife gives birth to a child, and a day later, a week later, a month later, another one. So I was just a Bechor, Mazel Tov is a Bechor, but he doesn't get Pishnayim because it was Achim Yisrael Aviv, and there was no Yaakov Machmanav, less the Yaakov. Okay, so now that's why I understand. Now the Mishnah in Maseches Nidah, why it says Dafke Ben Yoim Echad is Noichol Mankel, because when is there a din? Again, now we're talking about being the Bechor. The Noichol Mankel means receiving a Chelik Bechora. When does that happen? If you're Ben Yoim Echad, when the father was still alive. If, however, you only were born after the father passed away, and therefore you were in utero when the father was passed away, then there's no din of Bechor. So it's got to be Ben Yoim Echad, and that's Pshat. Okay, so we have two different pshatim now from the same man, the Omar, Mar Derei Rabbi Yosef Mishmei Derab. Zok the Gemara, the Hilchus of Kechol Hani Lishni Omar Mar Derei Rabbi Yosef Mishmei Derab. Even though he says Kechol Hani Lishni means both Lishonos, both you can interpret the Mishnah as talking about that child of the baby is Mamayit B'chelik B'chayra, like we made the Cheshbon with the 12, or like we just said now, another pshat of Mar Derei Rabbi Yosef Mishmei Derab that's talking about that this was the Bechor, he should get Pishnayim if it's a baby that's already alive when the father is born, but if it's a baby that's only in utero, no chelik b'chor. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, getting back to our original question, tell me, I'm so worn out with all of these different halachas and these different equations.
All
the bias, yeah, nebuch. So Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, hamazakel uber loy kana, just like Rav Huna said, and just like Rav Huna said here on the Amud Beis, as well as Rav Nachman, loy kana. Segeitnish loika. That's what he paskin. However, zok the Gemara, exactly what loika. I didn't turn Mishnah saying. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that you can go and say about a son if it's going to be a zocher and a keva, 100, 200. That's a different story. A brand new pshat. A father favors his son more than anybody else. So what does one mean? If I happen to be walking down the street and I see that there's an Ishim Uberes, and I'm so excited because I know that that's Mrs. Smith and they've been waiting for a child now for 20 years, and I say, oh, I'm so happy. I am so happy. If she gives birth to a baby boy, I'm going to give that baby boy $100. And if she gives birth to a baby girl, I'm going to give the girl $200. Says our Gemara, that doesn't work. Hamezakel Uber Loi Kona Gujd. But what happens if it's my own wife? And they haven't had a child for a long time. And therefore he says, if my wife gives birth to a Zachar, I give 100. If it's been in the cave, I give 2. Then it works. Why then does it work? Because it's a greater Gemiras Das when you're giving to your own son than you're giving to a stranger. Now this happens to be a tremendous Chiddush. Because normally we think, what's the reason why I'm a Zachar, Uber Leikana? Because the Uber doesn't exist yet. And the Uber is not a human being. So how can you go be Mizaka? Can I be Mizaka to a table? Can I be Mizaka to a chair? No. It's not a human being. You can't. Mm-hmm. Here our Gemara is saying it's not so much the problem of the human being. Not the human being. It's the one that's being Mizaka. And it's perhaps similar to the Svar that we had, like Rava of Rufuye Meratim Biyodayu. Since the child's not even born yet, it's chaloy mistaval. Is it going to be a boy? Is it going to be a girl? Is it going to be a nefel? Is it going to be a tumtum? Ich weisish, I don't know. So even though I made that statement, I'm going to give 100. That's when it's an acher. But if it's my son, so Bnei Shimon is certainly going to help. I'm going to say, tell him every single day. I know it's going to be in him. And therefore, he gives me the ganze gemiras das. And when the child is born, then in fact, he's going to owe either 100 or 200, like we said in our Mishnah.
So he probably wants a daughter more than he wants a son?
That was yesterday's Gemara. Why would he want a daughter more than the son? Very good. Gemara said, Harvocha, because the girl needs the mezainis, she can't be chayzal psochim, etc. Back to our Gemara. Oh, Malay Shmuel Erev Chana Begadetor. What means Begadetor? Rishbam says it means he was from Baghdad. I'm sure many of you heard the city of Baghdad. However, there's another
Rashi. Balgada.
I'm sorry?
It was founded in the
8th
century.
Oh, fine. Okay. Is that good or bad?
Shmuel was much earlier.
It's not the same Baghdad.
It's a different Baghdad.
Exactly. He's a Balagada. Or he's a Balagada.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. So if you look at the Rishbam here on the, about halfway down the Rishbam, the big lines, at the end of the line, it says Begadetor, like 8-9 lines in. Kemin Baghdad, Ir Shenoy Lidba, or be Kisei Rav Shrira, he miscarries. It's mentioned in the Kisei Rav Shrira.
He's a Kohen.
Baghdad was established.
Very good.
Centuries earlier, before it was established.
Beautiful, beautiful.
What did David say?
So David is saying is that Rav Shrira Goyen lived in the years 800, 900,000, around that. He was a Goyen, Rav Shrira Goyen. Mm-hmm. And since David has already authoritatively told us that Baghdad was established in the 8th century, so by the time Rav Shrira Goyen was alive, there was already an existing city of Baghdad. Mm-hmm. So that's where Rishbam took it from. It's only a bissel ishver, because based on what David is saying is, but there was no Baghdad Torah at the time of the Gemara, mm-hmm. and the Gemara is referring to Amiroim that lived in the 4th century, 5th century. Okay. Because of that, there is a Rashi in the, I don't know if we have the Rashi.
Yeah, Moshev Rashi.
Moshev Rashi.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, halfway down the Moshev Rashi, mm-hmm. Baghdad Torah, Baal Agoda. The reason why he got the name Baghdad Torah was a contraction of Baal Agoda. He was famous for Agodois. He was probably a big Talmud Chacham in Halacha, but he was also a favorite Darshan. They always called him to go and to talk mm-hmm. drushes of Agoda, because that was very gishmak. Okay, anyway. Do me a favor, bring a minion together. I'm going to say it in front of them. I want to be mefarsim that the Halacha is not like we just said now. Then a mezakel uber loy kana. No, mezakel uber is kana. Says the Gemara, I don't know whether Rav Chana ben Gadatoa was successful in assembling the 10 people or not, but bottom line is, it's not kind of like Rav Huna said yesterday, and like Rav Nachman agreed, except for the Kishatele, says Rishbam, but that's only for an Acher. But if it's for his own son, it would be kind of the Data Shel Odom Kroiva Eitzel Benai. Okay, one last tikkun Rabbi said. Ha'ud Yom Alib Debisu. Person is saying now to his wife, Nechsai Leboni Dehavali Minech. And Mir Tashem, we're going to have children. All the Nechasim that I have, or at least some of these Nechasim, I'm giving to the children that are going to be born from our union. Mm-hmm. Now, this was a Zivik Shaydi. He already had children from a Zivik Rishai. So, also Break Shisha. Break Shisha means older. The older son. Comes and says, Omalei. He says to Daddy, Hugava might have a lay. What about me? He's talking in the third person, but he's really referring to himself. What am I? I also want to get
my chop liver.
My chop liver. Amalei zil kani kechad mibra. You know what? I want you to go and get just like one of the other kids. Yes, it's true. I told her that I'm going to give nechasim to her children or our children that are going to be born. But you are also going to get a portion together with. That.
Is this lesson Matana or lesson Yerusha?
We're going to talk about it. Okay. Hanach Vadi Loikon. They, those new children to be born, are Zirchanat Koine. They're Kati Lesnehu. They don't exist. Mm-hmm. Explains Rishbam. This is pre Uber stage. When the child is already a fetus in the mommy's womb, we had a Shaila. Kani Mazakal Uber Kona Loikon. Three way Machloikos Avuna. But here we're talking about they didn't even exist Gunish. Because perhaps this is under the chuppah. Mo, my honey, my darling, Kala, here's a ring, and I want you to know I love you so much. Any children that we're going to go and have, they're going to go and get all my future nechassim, all my present nechassim, whatever he told them. But that's worthless, because there are no children, not even an uber ba'olam. It's a gunish. So everybody agrees. The question is, what about that mark shisha? Meaning that eventually they do have children, Baruch Hashem, Malchut. And eventually the father passes away. So the children that were born, they're going to get standard Yerusha, like a Hilchas Yerusha. They do not get a matana that the father said to the wife, oh, by the way, any children are going to be born, I'm going to give all of these nechasim to them. Why not? Because they're not ba'olam, and the whole thing is a zero. Didn't exist. But what about high? High means that Mark Shisha, that break Shisha from the earlier, does he get a special matana mm-hmm. since he said, yes, you get together with the other children? Or do you say, since they're not going to get, he's not going to get? Mm-hmm. Or do you say, they can't get because it's a technical failure because they don't exist, but he exists, he does get. And that's a machlekes. Hi, is choylik le talia b'mokim banya. Talia means the break Shisha, that older boy. Does he get b'mokim banya? Even though these children are not going to receive, like we just said, Hanach Vadi Loikon, will he get? Since they don't get, he won't get. And there's a machlok. It's above him, Ramaisha, Reb Yirmia, the Amri. Okay, Ramaisha, yeah. The Amri is Choydik Vitali Mokim Banya, even though they will not get a Matar. They'll get a Yerusha, The father will die 50 years later. Mm-hmm. All the boys that are born will get Yerusha like any Yerusha. They will not get a special matana because they weren't Ba'olam when he made that statement. But he, that Mark Shisha, will get not only the Yerusha, but he'll also get a Chedek Matana, like the father said, you're going to go and get two. Mm-hmm. That's what these three giants said, Ravin, Rav Maisha, and Rav Yirmi. Rav Avoh, Rav Chedin, Rav Papi, Rav Yitzchak, Nafcha, Yami, Les, Chedek Matali, Mokabah. He doesn't get anything. In other words, he gets the same Yerusha, but he won't get any special matana. It's only Rav Avoh, Rav Yirmi, Hilchas HaKavasan, Hilchas HaKavasaychot. Let's decide, who's right? Are we right? Are you right? It's three against three. We're obviously right. We're older. We three are older rabbis. You're junior rabbis, and Vada will follow us. The Dariki means children, but he means to say you're much younger, and therefore the halachos will be like us. Malaysi told him, do me a favor. Does it have anything to do with age? It depends on what the tam of the halacha is, right, and which one makes more sense, and how should we bask it? So what's taken is for it? So he said to him, Zil the Gabi Rab Ovin, go to Rab Ovin, the Asberta Nihile, I already explained to Rab Ovin the reason for the halacha, the Karkish Boreshe, and Bei Midrasha. And he nodded to me in Bismanish and said, you're good gizot. No, so what did he say? What was good gizot? Ozla Gabe Omale, he said to Maltai, Ilu Omale, and you'll excuse us for the metaphor over here, the marshal. Mm-hmm. What happens if a person said to somebody else, Kni ka chamor, mi kani? You have a chamor standing here, and you have Yankel Smith. Beryl says to Yankel, Yankel, I want to give a present to two of you. To you, together with the chamor. And I want you to be koina just like the chamor. Tell me, is he going to be koina just like the chamor? The itmar, koina ka chamor, loy koina. Avadi's not going to be koina, just like the chamor is not koina. He's saying, I'm being makna to you, like the chamor, so neither are going to be koina.
Zero times one is still zero.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If he says, at vachamor, I'm giving to you and to the donkey, that's already a three-way machlaikis. Rav Nachman omar koina matza, the chamor is not going to be koina, ka chamor is a chamor, but you'll get your 50%. Rav Amuna omar loyer maklum, because by saying you and the chamor, he's putting them together like two mechutanim, like two brothers, and just like he's not going to get, the chamor won't get, he won't get. Rashi Shad omar koina hakoel, he gave everything. Because he said, I'm giving away this entire $100 to you and the chamor. Since the chamor can't be koina, instead of giving the person 50, he gets the 100, because they have the chamor kedish, so I get the full. Anyway, what is all this about? We're going to see tomorrow again, Umar of Sheikh Manah Minala. It's interesting. Today's tomorrow start Umar of Sheikh Manah Minala. We're going to start tomorrow again, Umar of Sheikh Manah Minala. Maybe the day after too, we'll see. But anyway, the point is, what's the Gemara's Teretz? Since he said to him, I'm going to give Mark Ashisha kid, Banya, what was the Lashon HaGemara again? The Mark Shisha came and he says, I want to give break Shisham Lehu Gavra, my Tevye. He says, Zilkni, Kirchad mi bro. I want you to be like one of the children. Are the children going to go and get? No. It's Kachamor.
It's derivative.
If they're not going to get, he's not going to get either. Good. That's the psak of our Gemara. The Mark Shisha will not get a special matana later on.
One second, just Rav Huna. So Rav Huna held from the Rashbam and said, we saw all these other
David, thank you for educating us about Baghdad, and have a wonderful day, and have fun. See Mitchell tomorrow morning.
Rav Huna said yesterday that Adam, in Glory of Omis, Adam Machna Dover Shalbal Olam.
Right.
Here he's saying, Adam Lo Machna Dover Shalbal Olam.
Right.
How do we reconcile, Rav Huna? We kept saying, Rav Huna, how do you explain the Mishnah? Right. But Rav Huna himself is a stira.
Why is it? What's a stira?
Because he said in Yavamos, Adam Machna Dover Shalbal Olam, like Rav Meir, like
right, Rav Ziyad, 100%, all that's right. Exactly.
And
right.
Here he's saying, it doesn't work.
Oh, so the Gemara asked that Kasha already yesterday.
Yeah,
and the Gemara said, that a dover shleibel oilami cannot be makna. That's the cheftza.
Right.
That's a machloikis. Right. Can you be makna cheftza? Can you not be makna
cheftza?
But I gather that the recipient doesn't even exist. How can I give to a non-existent recipient?
Thank you for clarifying that.
No problem. That was all.